Hi everybody, this is Andy Logue, sending my very first podcast in from Bonnie, Scotland. I've been thinking about this for a couple of weeks, ever since I bought my Olympus DS50. The microphone was pretty poor, so I've went and bought the BSM 9 binaural clip-on microphones, and they're running just now. Got one in each collar, and I have my the recorder in my pocket, locked on record. I'll tell you about the other settings later. I've got mic attenuation switch. It's all new language to me. It's set at low. I'm also just getting over a bit of a flu, so please excuse the sniffings. Right, you find me here in a wee place called Kilcreggan, which is located on the west coast of Scotland, some 40 miles north of Glasgow, on the top of a hill. Well, Kilcreggan's down at the shore, the seafront. I live in a farm at the top of the hill, some 300 feet above, in a little farm called Meekaladen. At the moment, I'm out in the courtyard. It's about 150 years old. Oh, sorry, before I start doing Andy's space, or whatever you call it, or introduction, I'll tell you a wee bit about myself and my wife and things, right? My wife's name's Pauline. She's a psychiatric nurse. She works in the community, and I'm semi-retired, still looking but unable to find a job. I'm a social worker with visually impaired people. At least I was till about 5 years ago. I've been occupying myself looking after this wee farm. They call it a farm. It's registered as a farm, but it's really a small holding. And that's what I do with myself all day while my wife's working. So I'm the house husband, handyman, stockist, whatever you call them, a pet looker after, and generally dog's body. Very beautiful place, as I say, it's about 300 feet above sea level. The farm is only about 2 acres, it's more kind of what they call it over here in Scotland, a small holding. We have a number of animals, and I'll introduce them in turn as we go on. I think you'll find some of the sound effects quite interesting. The farm has a number of outbuildings, barns and haylofts and things, situated like the wagon train, you know, round in a square, protecting an enclosed courtyard. Very old, 150 years old, stone rubble construction. And me and my wife and my wife's family have been rehabilitating this house for the last 25 years, although I've only been here 12. And that's why I wanted to do the podcasts. How can a visually impaired person contribute in day-to-day maintenance? And I've listened with interest some of the podcasts on the BCT list, like Larry Laney's Slabs. I empathise with Larry so much with that, because that's a job that I do often, fencing and, you know, all sorts of things, interesting things, and there's lots of gadgets that can help. I'm not totally blind. I've got quite a lot of peripheral vision, though, as you'll hear maybe in this podcast, I do come a cropper more than my fair share. I suffer from RP. It's quite advanced. I'm 53. Had it since I was 18. So I don't think there's any need to tell you any more at the moment. I'll just probably tell you more. Yeah, well, yeah, that's the reason for my podcast, was really a handyman type of thing. Maybe spring, summer, autumn, winter, 4 podcasts a year, doing different tasks. Thought might be interesting. Might be, might not. I'd welcome your feedback. If this is the kind of thing you'd think you'd maybe enjoy, please get back to me and ask me any questions you like. As I say, we've got some quite unusual sound effects for you. and this will really show up these microphones quite well. I'm really quite pleased with them. BSM9s. Don't like the windshields on them, but I lost one the other day and I was so lucky. Would you believe I found it again? I don't know if I should glue them on. Perhaps Neil could give me some advice about that. The area I live in is quite windy and I'm going to take you around the farm just now and there will be a bit of wind. That's one of the reasons it's taken me so long to get this podcast together. I'm actually in an old building just now with cobble floor and this is the garage. It was filled up with assortments of different types of timber and lengths of wood and I was falling over it and well, I had a big bonfire, much to Pauline and her family's dismay. I burnt a lot of good wood and a lot of rubbish wood as well. But at least I can stand in here and walk about now and maybe build a bench here, maybe at one time. All the tools are still in here, spades and forks and some of the junk, which is not quite junk, is here. So I'm just going to leave and go through the courtyard and take you around. I've actually got earphones in, so to see what the monitoring's like. It's a nice sunny day for a change and slightly windy. Just get out of the courtyard and into an alleyway which leads into the old dog kennels. This place was used several times as cattery and kennels for dogs. Right, I'm just going out, so please excuse the wind. Oh no, wait a minute. I walked right by what I was going to do. I'm just going to go round and feed some of the animals. And that will encourage some really interesting noises. Oh, wrong bin. That's for different animals. It's a big bin, I'll put my head right down here. Neil, what do you think of the sound effects? There we go. I'll scare some of the loose stuff off this. Now, the first animals I'm going to introduce you to probably heard me making that noise there. So the game will be, or the cat will be out the bag very shortly. Just outside again in the sun. I've got these earphones that came with the DS50 and maybe I've got ears like Mr. Spock, but I can't get them to stay in. That's me in the driveway out the front. My wife's car sitting there. She's walked down. She goes to work by ferry, which is very nice in the summer. Now I'm just approaching my very two favourite pets. I'll introduce you to them and tell you a wee bit about them. Hello there. Now, what I've got in front of me here is Skunk and Nancy. I better throw some food. They'll be having it. There we go. Nancy, I'll actually just climb over this fence and get in amongst them. Ah, dear, I need to watch them fall. Bit muddy. Skunk is about 28 stone. He could flatten you. And he could also nip your ankle off with his huge teeth. He's nipped me a few times, but more playfully. But still, nevertheless, it can give you a wee fright. I'll just scatter the rest of these sweeties. There we go. Now I'll get the dishes. The point I come up here at this time of the day is I divert them with sweeties and I steal their dishes while they're occupied. If I can find them, which is not the easiest of tasks, but they're occupied just now. Four big buckets, throw them over the fence. I'm a panda, I can only take so much of it. Oh, I hate doing that. So, I've got an electric fence to keep the pigs in. It got me right in the knee and it gave me quite a jolt. I'm having trouble here. You might hear my footering with these headphones. I really would like to monitor, but I can't keep on falling out of my ears. Right, here we go. Well, that was sore. I do that with 2 or 3 times a week and it doesn't have to give you a big shock. Right, Skunky, as I say, Skunky's about 28 stone. Nancy's more or less the same. I'll give you some kind of description of them. They're kind of pink with spots and they're very hairy like a coconut. Very friendly. The cars just drove by and they stopped to observe the pigs. A lot of the children up here like to come and throw food at them. There he goes. He caught me talking to myself. I don't know how Larry manages that, walking through the street. I'm quite self-conscious. Anyway, here he comes. He's coming over again. Skunk is a cross Tamworth Coon. Coon is a New Zealand breed. Hello. Now, don't bite my jersey. Is that my foot? Don't. He got a fright there when I jumped. A Coon's a New Zealand breed and Tamworth's an English breed. And Nancy, she's a cross Iron Age Tamworth. Excuse me. They're just looking about for their remnants of the sweeties. They'll come over and place them in a minute and maybe nip or push. So I'll probably make my exit then. Jet just going overhead. The ground, as you can hear, is very, very muddy. I'll just go and check their hut out. I've got a round arch, pig arch. It's about 12 foot square. Lots of straw inside it. I just need to keep filling up with straw and turn it into a nest. I'm just going to stay quiet for a minute and let you see these pigs. They're actually drinking out of a puddle. Do you hear them snorting? Excuse me. Sniff through their noses. A cold day. You can hear them shivering almost. Oh, they're still finding sweeties. The run they're in just now is about 100 feet by 40 feet. And this was all shrubbery and trees. But now it's just pure mud. Hello there, hello, how are you? Would you like a wee scratch? Maybe hear me just rubbing her back. Hear the rough hair, long hair. There they are, hello, right below me. Also get apprehensive, guys. Maybe I just get to a wee nip. There, scratch his ears. They like a scratch. They love getting their tummies tickled as well, but since he started nipping me, I'm a bit kind of frightened of it. There, that's good. The hairs are about 4 inches long. Hundreds of them. There we go. Billions of them. I gave him a big, real big, tough scratch. There, he's actually pinning me to his hut there, so I need to go to that side of him in case he decides just to give me a squeeze. There. That's enough, I only give you a wee slap. Usually like it when I give you a slap. Hello Nancy, you're in a better mood. See, I told you, you do get quite frightened. I think my wife's very brave, a lot braver than me. She looks at me bite her the same. Nancy, are you coming over to say hello? Hello. No, they want every last morsel. Yeah, the wind's catching up now. Cloud just coming over, I think. It's just dulled right down. Pardon me. I think I'll just go over the fence again without electrocuting myself. We weren't going to get an electric fence. I used to think they were very cruel. Because the pigs, when they get a shock, you heard me getting a shock, but when the pigs get a shock, they scream and run. And it looks, on the surface, it looks as if it's quite cruel. And we tried keeping them without the electric fence, and they were breaking up the fence, and there was no way I could have them. I couldn't afford to keep on replacing fencing. It's a big area to fence. Well, this is one of the tasks what I'm going to do a podcast about, because this is their winter place, their winter residence. Their summer residence is still recovering from last year. So I've got a new plot of ground down the bottom of the garden, which is, it's not fenced in yet. And I'm going to put them down there in April to September to give plot one a rest. And I was going to make a podcast about how to erect fences. You know, really, you know, fences big enough to hold back two pigs and 28 stone in weight. That could be an interesting podcast, because I've got a number of devices to help me do it. They're settling down a bit now. Nancy spends most of the day in her hut, you know, lying sleeping. It's quite lazy. Skunk, he's more the socialite. He's up and he's up at the kids. You know, maybe passing by, saying hello, flapping his big ears. I'll come back to them. I don't want to tell you everything about them just now. I'll come back to them in another podcast if I make any more. They're a wee bit, they're over to my left, about 20 feet. If they come over again, I'll stay quiet and maybe can hear some of the noises. Skunky. Nancy. I think they've got every single piece of that food off them. I can't be any more. A couple of crows. They're just going to mess about over there, I think. I think they're quite calmed down, they're quite settled now, so I'll just walk away and leave them. Maybe we'll see them again later. Right, I'll take these bins and I'll take you over to see. And you've probably been hearing them in the last 5 minutes. Other pets we've got. I'll just see if I can find where I put their sweetie. I was going to say bread, but then you would know what it was, wouldn't you? So I'll go and get the sweeties. Oh, I never took them out. I need to go back in. Yeah, it's certainly getting windier now. And dulling down and rapidly getting colder. There we go. I'm sorry about the coughing. Got my big Wellingtons on, I need them for the piggies. Here we go. I've got about 6 geese. I say about, I'm trying to count them. There we go. They're going to come running over now at me. They're going to be noisy. There we go. Hello there. Come on. There we go. Just giving them bits of bread. They're white, apart from one which is kind of browny. Canadian geese, I think they call them. They're not pedigrees, they're kind of crossbreeds. There we go. Geese, geese. I've got them in a wee enclosure just up at the main gate to help them eat the grass. Now, here's my wee friend, there's another wee pet. Hello! Where are you? Here, where are you? Here we are. Come and see me. Come and see me. Psst, 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 psst. This is Pippin. He's a wee black cat with a white bit in his chest. Hello! There we go, he likes a clap. It's good to see him out the house. There. Little Pippin. Pippin is about four now. We've got another couple of cats. Maybe we'll get introducing you to them. Hello there, Pippin. He runs up and says hello to you. A lot of the time I hear him, you know, in the dark, but I can't see him. He just runs up and says hi. Geese are very noisy, aren't they? Well, this wee enclosure, it was really just to force them to cut the grass. Saves us cutting it, well, my wife cutting it. So I just put a wee temporary wire fence up and they go ahead and they do their stuff. And the grass gets very short. They're very good watchdogs. Make a lot of noise. The noise they make me now is because I'm standing here. So you can imagine what it'd be like if an intruder at night. Ballantine's whiskey, for those of you who have some sight, may recall on the label had geese in a row as part of their logo. And that's because the distillery in Dumbarton, they used geese as watchdogs at night. So any intruders, any local Scots wanting to go in and steal whiskey, would give the geese would give the game away. Right. I know most of their voices. That one that's hissing, I don't know. The only one that's got a name is George. And I can always see him because the rest of them bully him and he's always away to the side. Big white goose. But the wee one that you just heard there, her, she's a wee brown goose. And they bully her as well. The breeding season is starting shortly. And the female birds, build nests under bushes and things. And when they lay eggs, they wait till they've got about 20 of them. Then they proceed to sit on them for about 3 months. They lost a lot of weight. We've only once let them have chickens or goslings. We don't have enough land. So, whenever we see a nest, we need to take away the eggs from them, which they don't like. But we just don't have the land for them. And George, he's been here for 25 years, so they have a good life expectancy. Right, we'll leave them to one side and I'll go and see these other. Is this sound, is this quite interesting, folks? It's fantastic on a summer's day. Not so good in the winter. But it's lots of fun on a summer's day. Right, I'll just leave these somewhere safe here, like these buckets, and oh, I need a something to carry some food in. Pardon me. This one here. Right. What pet eats seed? Right, we'll go down and see these wee pets. That's what I'm doing here. It's a bit up and down. I'm just coming by a wee stream. I'll go down and see it. A wee stream here, just at the side of our house. I'm actually walking down the side of my house into the side garden, and I've got a wee waterfall. Sounds very romantic. It's just a pipe coming out of a field down into a ditch. This has been a long-term plan. We've never really got on with it. We want to build this into a pond. But it's an awful lot of work. And Pauline, my wife, and myself can't agree on the design, so it's never really been done. So it looks quite natural at the moment. Pauline's put up a dam to hold back some of the water, but it's hard stuff to keep back. You need a concrete base. It's about 25 feet just across and 25 feet width. About 6 or 7 inches deep at the moment. The geese come down here in the evening. It's fantastic in the summer, just standing here watching the geese. They're all preening themselves in the water. It's really quite nice. It's a nice, relaxing place to be as well. Oh, walking into a fence. I don't use my long cane in the garden because sometimes I've got to carry buckets and wheelbarrows, and I didn't find it hard until fairly recently, but now I'm finding it hard. And what I've done, especially for when I'm going about feeding the animals at night, I've got string lines all over the place, and Pauline's painted gate posts pure white, so a torch can show them up and hold on to string line at night. So there's way around most things. If my sight gets much worse, I might end up having to use a stick, but I don't really want that. It'd be so, oh, so hostile, it'd be so difficult. Here, ticky tick, here we go, ticky tickies. I've got a number of chickens here as well. Maybe about 7 again. Hey, yeah, we get free range eggs. The eggs they lay are absolutely beautiful. When you put them in a frying pan, the yolk of the egg stands up about 1/4 inch, maybe 1/2 inch. When occasionally the chickens go off the lay, and I'm forced to buy eggs in shops. They're dead flat and tasteless. Even the free-range eggs in the shops aren't as good as these free-range. But unfortunately, these chickens are getting old. What usually happens, we don't eat them. You know, if we keep them till they die and then we bury them. And we usually get about 5 years out of them. But most of these chickens are over 5 years. And we lost one about every 3 months, so we've not had a chicken dead for a while. But it's maybe time to get another new 5-point-a-lay pullets. They're not interested in their food. You could probably hear them scratching and walking about around me. They're not any special particular breed. Wee birds up in the trees are lovely. It's lovely seeing the birds. Right, but in this enclosure, this was the first enclosure we built. It's all wire fencing to keep out Mr. Fox. And we have over here to my left a big hut. Big hut, it's about 8 feet before. I can be so exact because By using a sheet of A4 paper, I designed it. Folding the paper in different ways, cutting the wood in straight lines, and well, my Pauline and me built it out of plywood about 10 years ago. Some of the top surface of the ply, you can hear it here, is breaking off my fingers. And I'm thinking maybe I just peeling as much of the loose stuff off in the summer and put diesel oil all over the hut to waterproof it again. Let's have a wee look inside. Aye, we could have bought one of these, but it would have cost a fortune. Only cost about 4 sheets of ply, plus a base. Aye, no chickens in here. What we do have in the hut is wee individual doors, what we can open, and we can extract the eggs from under the chickens if they're sitting in a nest. So I'll have a wee look and see if I've got any wee eggs. There we go, none in there. The only thing is because of my visual impairment, yeah, you've guessed it, sometimes I really got to go and wash my hands when I come out of here. Right, nothing in that box. Right, let's try the second box.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers. This is Neil Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. Madison,
Wisconsin. Madison, Wisconsin. Odd. How odd. Right, that's about the chickens. Oh, they're eating the seed. They're eating it now. That's better. Is it because I was standing there? I'll see if I can get close and you can hear them eating. Pecking. One seed at a time. I think I just chased it away. I think I'll just leave that seed there, because I think I'm chasing them away. There must be about 20 billion seeds in that dish, and they're eating them all one at a time. One, quick. Just peck. Hello. Right, well, I'll just leave that food and I'll leave the chickens to go. I'm like, hello, we've got a wee white chicken here. She's very nervous. Her mum died just not long ago. I think she's missing her. Right, get the gate. Now, what have we got? We've got more pets for you, see, to introduce to you. Pardon me. Yeah, it's quite sharp today. Quite a lot of aircraft. I don't know if you've been hearing it above us here. We don't get much traffic being up in the hill. We get a lot of air traffic. All these lucky tourists going to Florida, Canada, Europe, Asia. Not us. Can't get away. We need somebody to come and look after all the animals. Just come back up the side of the house. I was thinking of sending, you know, maybe a podcast for about an hour with my space. And I'm going to use it up straight away. Oh, here's a good thing. It's a big barn. This is really, this is someplace. It's a big barn. Big stone barn. Tiled roof. And it's a big gaping hole of a front to it. Maybe 15 foot tall, about 12 feet, and I built these doors, these gates. This is a thing I learned to do here. Big, listen to this. Perfect. They're slatted. It's a CLS, Canadian Lumber Standard wood. And on hinges bolted into the stonework. I managed to make that myself, and that really is. Because it really looks good. Like all the work I do here, I paint it with diesel oil to protect the wood. And I did this about 4 years ago, and it's perfect. I'm really, really proud of that. You know, there's a lot of that here, living here. Achievements. Especially when you frequently or constantly come to terms with sight loss and ability loss to gain a new skill and exceeding it. it balances things out again. It does for me anyway. Right, here we go. Put these dishes away. There's a wee cat up here. I don't know if it's about. Mary. Pussycat. I've actually got my hand up about 6 feet in the air on a shelf. A loft area. And sometime when I walk by here, this wee cat swipes at my head with his claws. He's a wee monkey. He'll do hurt you, you know, he's just playing with you. He's not there. Right, I'm going to put these buckets out here. And... oh, here, I'll try a microphone test, because this is one that I'm sure Neil will actually enjoy. We don't have one of these waste disposals. This is a hose. Wash my wellies while I'm at it. Pretty good microphones, aren't they? Very good microphones. As I say, they're called BSM9s, and I got them from a British company, but I believe there's a few places in America that are actually designed and built in America. I think, what was the name of it? There's no microphones.com. It's microphones. What's it called? Microphones. I can't remember. Oh. Hello. Pussycat. At least I hope it's a pussycat. We do have other animals here, some unwanted animals, what we don't particularly like about the place. But where you get a stream, you'll get water rats. Oh, my microphone just fell off again. And it's probably, I think it's hitting the, my headphone's hitting the mic. Where is it? I'm going to get a decent pair of headphones for this. Oh, the microphone's actually come off. Let's see if I can put that on. I'll just leave the earphone hanging. There we go, that's it. I just realised there as well that I've got the microphones mixed up, my left and right is now my right and left. Right, I don't think that wee cat's going to come to see me. But I've got four other pets. And you've guessed. Hello, doggies. I'll get some sweeties for them. Hello. I'll introduce you to my dogs. And give them all, like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'll actually take them outside. Hey, doggies, come on then. So I can introduce them, because we're all running about the kitchen floor, it's not so easy. Right, here we go. Hello there. The noisy one is Bud. Here, Bud. There's a sweetie for you. And there's one for Baker. One for Nairn, one for wee Sophie. Right. Now I've got a sweetie for each of them, yeah. I'll just tell you what they're like, right? Bud, the one you hear barking, is a cross Newfoundland Labrador, and he's a big black teddy bear. He's really, really big, really, really boyish. He's very, very, very friendly like the other dogs. Then we have, I'll give him a sweetie. There we go. Then we have Nairn. Nairn's my old guide dog. Nairn was my second guide dog. Nairn is the same age as Bud, but unfortunately he's crippled with arthritis and he's a bit demented and he's a bit deaf and he's very, very lovable. He's a retriever, an English retriever. You know the one with the, what they call the feathers coming off their tail and off their legs? He's absolutely brilliant. My new guide dog is Baker. There you go, Baker. There you go. You didn't hear a sound. He's the quietest dog I've ever known. He is a cross lab retriever, short hair, yellow. Nairn was a yellow retriever, incidentally. And little Sophie is the teeniest little baby. She's not even up to my knee. She's a wee black terrier. We got her because I was supposed to be starting work. Nairn was supposed to retire. And it meant Bud would be here himself. I never got the job. So we now end up with four doggies. There we are. Was that good? There. And that's a big part of my day, is walking these dogs. And I was going to say looking after them. Pauline does most of the grooming and things. But I walk down to the shops. Two trips. About 6 miles a day. Just me and two dogs. Nairn doesn't walk far. He only walks 100 yards. Well, occasionally, once or twice a week, comes down to shops. So that's us. We've met all the dogs. I should have checked the time before I started, because I think that must be about 45 minutes. I'm now in the house, the kitchen, a farm kitchen. I don't think there's any more tests I can do with these microphones. I'm now in the dining room. It's nice and good. It's very quiet here. Apart from our animals. I'm trying to think if there's any other. Well, you never met Tom. Tom is an old cat we've got. I've been waiting and I'm dying now for the last 3 years. He's very thin, very scruffy looking, very loving, very weak. And he right now he sleeps most of the day behind the couch, up against the radiator. And I've been waiting and I'm dying for 3 years and he's still with us. The other remaining cat was the one, Mary, who takes pot shots at you. So apart from Pauline, you've met everybody. As I say, I've got a couple of tasks I've got to do, and I'll maybe do a podcast about them. One is to build an enclosure for Skunk and Nancy. We've got to do that before April. The doors, the barn doors I was showing you, I've got another similar set to build for a winter house for Skunk and Nancy. I thought because we don't have a lot of land, I could maybe use one of the barns. So I'm going to have to build similar doors, but a lot stronger. So I could do a podcast on that. I've got a concrete floor to lay in that building, and it's about 25 feet square. But I don't know if I'll do it the way Larry did it. I think I'll do it in strips and concrete, you know, strips like slabs. Maybe 2 feet broad, all the full length of the hut. I've got an electric cement mixer and I'll measure everything out with buckets, and it's achievable. And well, just before I go, I'll go in and check what's happening on my computer. I'm very pleased about this. This is maybe there's a lot of list members maybe do this in America. There's certainly not a lot of people do this over here. But I've got, let's see. I started off, it's just, well, I'm getting a new computer shortly, but this is my old computer. And I play a lot of music. Let's see, turn this up.
Albums.
Albums, right?
Albums. Folder view list new. Not selected. AC/DC Back in Black. 1 of 3.
AC/DC. Let's think of a good band. Sisters.
S. Sarah Blackman. Best of Blood. MP3.
No, it's not there.
All that four.
Where would it be? Where would it be? Just to give you an example. No, never mind. I'll just get albums again.
A. Windows M, A, audio, describe, A, additional, A, albums, enter, albums, folder,
yes,
list, view, select, A, L, left field, leftism.
Left field, leftism, right?
Enter, folder, new list view, leftism.mp3.
Now, this is a great thing. I listen to a lot of music and a lot of audio described movies on my computer, and I listen to radio, and I wasn't happy with the left and right speakers and the fairly inexpensive sound card. So I think it was on PC Audio List or something. Somebody says, why don't you buy an external sound card? So I bought a Creative Labs 24-bit external sound card and 5.1 speaker systems. It wasn't quite inexpensive, but 60 quid, I don't know what that is in dollars. And the quality really, really improved. Then I was looking at the sound card and I was seeing that there was a lot of sockets and plugs at the back of it. I wrote to a couple of lists asking what they were. And there's a Philips Sony digital interface socket on this sound card, and I found out that was into an amplifier. I couldn't get an amplifier here to take that. So I bought this thing here, and this is very fashionable, very popular in America, an AV unit. They're just new in this country. I don't know anybody that uses AV units over here, and yeah, the shops are full of them, so it must be something which is starting now. But what I've done, I've taken a cable from the Sony Philips digital interface into the back of this Yamaha AV unit, and I've got a couple of speakers at the side, and I'll just let you hear.
Enter. For screen sensitive help, press JAWS key plus F1 or insert plus F1. For help with women, press JAWS key plus H or insert plus
S. Yeah. Before I go, I don't think I've turned the AV on. The AV's got quite a lot of tactile buttons. I'll turn it on here then, right? Give it a second. Usually clicks twice. There it goes. Right, now you heard JAWS coming through the onboard sound card. This is what the AV unit does to my music. And I'll just let it play for a couple of seconds and say cheerio to everybody, which is best wishes, and any feedback I'd really like to hear. It is my first podcast, so be gentle. Best of luck.
Spend a fight in this creation.